All right, it is September, let me get my calendar up, September 6th at 8:33. We are here in a work session, and let's go around the room.
Charisse Bills, Clerk Auditor's Office.
Brian McKenzie, Clerk Auditor's Office.
Neil Gaddis, Attorney's Office.
Curtis Cole, Clerk Auditor.
Randy Ely, Commissioner.
Lorraine Kamalu, Commissioner.
Sean Brady, Commission Office.
Chris Bone, Human Resources.
Ashley Young, Animal Care of Davis County.
Sydney Larrabee, Animal Care.
Ryan Steinbegel, Community and Economic Development.
All right. First item of discussion is discussion to allow pet owners to privately rehome their pets on Animal Care's website.
Yeah, so I'll get started. We are going to make a small kind of operational change on our website. We get a lot of requests from members of the public needing resources to rehome their pets. And we wanted to offer that service on our website. We also were recently at a conference where a couple other shelters did this, and it actually diverted their intake by 26%. And so for us, in a year, we get about 800 owner surrenders, and so that's about 200 owner surrenders that would never have to enter our building because of this service.
So real quick then, so they put it on like a KSL type thing, or they're trying to sell the pet, or they
Yeah, so we actually do something like this already for lost and found pets. So people can go onto our website and post a pet that they've either lost or they found. So it's a form that they fill out, and then this form gets emailed to our office specialist. They review it, make sure there's nothing funny about it, and then it gets posted on our website with our other lost and found animals. So let me see here.
So somebody can go on there and say, I found this animal, still keep it in their care.
Yep. So like Coda was posted by his owner that he's lost, so he's a one-year-old poodle, and then if anyone has an animal that matches, they call us, and then we do that information swap. Okay. So we're wanting to give it a try and see if it works for our shelter. The other shelters that are doing this, of course, aren't in our area, but we do get quite a few requests of people looking for safe ways to rehome their pets, because KSL kind of has a bad rap of scams and not great things happening, but we wouldn't be doing a lot of screening, and we would advertise or tell the people that as well. It's on them to make this swap.
So did you just say that with a lost pet, there will be a phone call and then...
Do you know the process for the front desk if it's a match?
So if somebody calls in saying, hey, I found this dog, you know, do you have any missing or matching lost reports, then they can pull it up, see, oh yes, I do have, you know, a brown poodle out of the Farmington area or wherever. And then typically what will happen is our front desk will call the owner and say, hey, I have a match for your pet. Is it okay if I pass on your information? And then they say yes, yes, or usually yes, because they want their pet back.
So when they enter that they have found an animal, right, then you're aware, and if people know, they can go look, and the public also go look to see if it's been found that way just online?
Yeah, okay. So it's all listed on our website, so this is all of the dogs that are found. If it doesn't have a picture, then that usually means a person posted it. Mm-hmm. So these are all people that have found a pet that they're looking for its home.
That's so great. You know, very regularly I see postings of animals that have been found that are lost just in Facebook, Caseville Facebook, Farmington Facebook. And so this will certainly enhance that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will say, oh, you need to let the shelter know. Mm-hmm. Like they'll have people replying.
Yep.
And I do that if no one's done it before.
Please tell the shelter, yeah. So for this one, it would just be adding onto our adopt page. So these are all of our animals currently available for adoption that are in our shelter. So this would give the option for the public to post their pet that they are looking to rehome on here as well. And just go in with our kids.
Lorraine's ready to take one home. Yeah.
They're pretty cute. That first one, top left.
Yeah,
sometimes their eyes are just like, mm-hmm. Please.
Yep. Yeah, we have a lot of really nice dogs right now.
So if somebody calls in, I mean, they go online, they submit it.
Yep.
And then when they sell the dog, they have to go back and or exchange the dogs, make takes the dog, they let you know, take it back off and everything else.
So the listings currently for lost and found, they expire after 30 days. So after 30 days, they come off of our website. We are currently in the process of hiring for another front desk position that will be calling and checking in on our lost and found and also these adoptables as well. So it's not staying up for the full 30 days if it's already been placed. Mm-hmm. I should put this up for you guys more often.
Yeah, we'll just go ahead. I think Chris is
like, oh man.
Freddie needs a friend.
No, I don't.
Freddie does not need a friend. Freddie has me, and I've got Freddie.
That's very sweet.
He's cool.
Shoot. Okay. Well, give it a try and see if it works.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Okay, awesome. That's all we have for you today.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect.
How is the study going? As far as we know, they're going to try to give us info sometime soon.
Yeah, we're still waiting. They've sent me 2 different copies to revise, and I've sent back edits, so we're in that process of getting everything kind of together. But we're loving working with them, very responsive, and wanting to really get the feel for what we're doing and how we can make it better.
So that's so great.
Good.
It's good. We're looking forward to it, too.
All right, we're
going
to step out and let you guys continue.
Okay.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, Ryan, do you have more people from your career that needs to be here?
Yeah, as far as I know, they're coming, but...
Okay, we'll hold for a minute.
Okay, I will move that we go into our closed session. Today, for reasons permitted under Utah Code Annotated 52-4-205, 1C4 strategy session to discuss pending or reasonably imminent litigation.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, the time is 9:34. We're out of our closed session. No action was taken. Meeting adjourned.